mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I tune in to Neocon talk show host every day when I'm out driving around in my car in the morning, the afternoon, the evening. And with almost no exception, they go, the evil liberals, why, they're going to get your guns. The evil liberals, they're for open borders. The evil liberals, they're for signing on to UNESCO treaties in the UN. The evil liberals, they're... And then I go look at Congress, and it's actually Democrats are voting more often than with Bush on most issues than Republicans are. Which is why you could still call me a conservative at some level, according to the, you know, popular term. But I look at Bush's nominees. I mean, I look at the man who went after Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, who was the attorney general there. Bush promotes him to a federal judgeship. I look at Condoleezza Rice, a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, un-American person. I look at Alberto Gonzalez, a member of MeCHA, La Raza, for open borders, for gun control, for torture, helped write the Patriot Acts that attacked the Second Amendment. And I hear the Limbaughs of the world going, Hail Alberto. Boy, he's a good conservative. The evil liberals are trying to stop him. And it's just not true. And so we're going to lose the Second Amendment, folks. I mean, you think, Ashcroft's pro-Second Amendment. Yeah, he said, id prescribed by law. He's saying the law, some little petty regulation, is above the Second Amendment. Nothing is but God Almighty. Nothing is. It just points out our God-given rights. You can't change it. It's inalienable. It cannot be altered. It's set in stone. And Gonzalez, my brother's a SWAT team commander, and I'm for the assault weapons ban, and I'm for gun control generally. Well, joining us for the next 45 minutes is a great American, a staunch captain in the fight for the Second Amendment and many other liberties that support it, because he knows they're all tightly bound together. You start losing one, you lose the others. Larry Pratt, big dog over at Gun Owners of America. Larry, good to have you on.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. You know, last time you were on a few months ago, I said, look, we've won this game, but the season goes on forever. And, so I guess we got the assault weapons ban down for now, but they're back with a vengeance, and it's Republicans.
Well, we have an attorney general nominee, as you know, Mr. Gonzalez, who volunteered it, he really supports gun control in his heart. He didn't just say he agrees with his boss that, yeah, if you put the renewal of the Clinton ban on his desk, he'll sign it, and I agree with that, and I'm with my boss. No. He went on to say how much he really supports gun control. Hey, that's really wonderful to have the attorney general who, after all, Ashcroft was one example, but they all tend to get a crack at litigation that goes up to the Supreme Court on the gun issue, and Ashcroft, I think, was on the wrong side. There was that Dr. Timothy, I just went brain dead, the Texas physician who got slammed for having a gun from a domestic misdemeanor, and that went through the Fifth Circuit, and they ruled fairly well. And on appeal of the Supreme Court, they wouldn't listen to the requirement that the Fifth had put on it, that it had to go back and be reheard in court. And Ashcroft was there arguing that, no, this didn't violate anybody's Second Amendment rights to have an ex post facto law take away your Second Amendment rights. So that was a pretty significant case, I thought, and it certainly vindicated our not having supported Ashcroft when he was up for nomination, and we're not supporting Gonzalez either.
Yeah, but Gonzalez is even worse.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
Larry Pratt, stay there. We'll be right to go over the Gonzalez's activities, what we're facing with the Bush administration. The fight has just begun, and most conservatives are sucking their thumbs in the corner, thinking they've died and gone to heaven. Well, no, you've died and gone to hell. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, most of my conservative friends have gone to sleep. They'll look me in the eyes and say, hey, how dare you talk bad about Alberto Gonzalez? And I tell them he's a member of Mecha, which is openly the equivalent of a Hispanic Klan group. And their own website talks about killing whites and driving them out of the U.S. I mean, it's scary stuff. Out of the Southwest, he's for open borders, he's for gun bans, he is for not telling parents when their 12-year-old daughter goes and has an abortion. It's pro-abortion. I mean, this guy actually out-Clinton's Clinton, and he's your new attorney general. Going to be your new attorney general, approved already in one section of the Congress. So this is what we're facing right now. And whereas Ashcroft on the surface said, I'm for the Second Amendment if prescribed by law, and then when, as Larry Pratt was saying of Gun Owners of America in the last little segment, he went to federal court time and time again and actually argued against it. And Bush got up and gave speeches, hey, I'm for the Second Amendment. And people called in and said, oh, see, he's for the Second Amendment, Alex. Well, I mean, you know, a serial killer tells a woman he just wants to give her a ride, too. Doesn't mean he's telling the truth. And this is what I'm sick of. I don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And that's what Larry Pratt does, is he watches what Lord Bush does. And, I mean, everybody Bush is putting in are a bunch of anti-American gun grabbers. I mean, his second time in, when he's not facing re-election, he's showing us what he is, like his daddy, a New World Order right. And Larry Pratt, looks like we got some tough going here. And I don't even know if most of the conservatives out there know there's a ball game going right now.
So far, it's been a little lonely in leading the opposition to Mr. Gonzalez. And, you know, in truth, I'm sure Bush is not likely to change his mind on this, but part of it is because he is getting support from the conservatives by and large. And I guess it's because, well, gee, it's a Republican Hispanic. Well, he may be a Republican, certainly an Hispanic, but as you've pointed out, he's got a background, and it's not as if you have to, you know, put your hand over your eyes and say, let me see now, what will the Spirit reveal to me? No, the guy's got a public record. He was a judge in Texas, and he did take part in positions.
Larry, hold on a second. Can we boost Larry's audio? Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, fine. Sorry about that.
No. Go ahead.
I hope we're coming through all right.
Yeah, you are.
I can tweak it on this end, too. But he was part of decisions in the Texas court that were pro-abortion. And he has been associated with these radical Mexican groups that, as far as I can tell, they're not even pro-Spaniard. They're pro-Aztec. These are the guys that I guess would like to return to cutting your heart out while you're a live victim of their idol worship. That's the kind of revanchism that I see coming out of La Raza.
Actually, we've been to their rallies, and they have pictures of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people with their brains blown out or with Aztec warriors cutting their hearts out. And 95% of Hispanics I talk to don't like this organization. But it just so happens he's a member of that. I mean, we could have found lots of Hispanics who would have made great U.S. Attorney General. So we're not against having an Hispanic Attorney General. I don't care. In fact, I wouldn't care if the whole cabinet was Hispanic if they reinstate the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. It would sound very good in Spanish or in English as long as it's the Constitution. So, and it translates into Spanish. I speak Spanish. I can do that for you if we need to. But this is a very disturbing situation that we're playing ethnic politics above anything else. And that, you know, that may be all part of a clever Karl Rove designed to take Hispanics away from the Democrat Party, and there's some evidence that that the plan may be working.
Yeah, Bush got 35% of Hispanic vote, which is unprecedented for Republicans. But again, what does he put in? A bunch of Hillaryites, basically.
Well, it's not something that pleases me. And frankly, with the election of somebody like Mel Martinez, you've got evidence that you don't have to have some kind of left winger that Hispanics will support. Martinez, I thought, was well, I was pleasantly surprised when during the campaign he referred to the kidnappers of Elian Gonzalez as jackbooted thugs. That's not a real friendly thing to say about Janet Reno, but then Janet Reno was not a real friendly sort of person. And he said, well, yeah, respect the Second Amendment. That was what Castro went after in order to take the rest of our liberties away. And that's why I'm a refugee. Well, why can't we get somebody like that? You know, if Bush put him in as housing secretary, why can't we? Is he the only one that believes like that? No, I don't think so. I know a lot of Hispanics, and you don't have to go to the Mr. Gonzalez's of the world to find somebody for a position.
Well, it's a total distraction from what's really happening. And again, we had the NRA go lobby last year. I read their case on air. They're filing. And it said, we are for all guns to be registered. In the District of Columbia, we believe you shouldn't be able to leave your home with a gun. Their argument for the Second Amendment was that there was no Second Amendment. And of course, they even lost the case with that argument. And I haven't heard the NRA say a word about Alberto, I want your guns, Gonzalez.
Well, the silence is pretty deafening on most of the right. And I think part of it is they just figure, well, why bother? Well, I agree. I'm not too hopeful that we're likely to win this fight. But on the other hand, if we let Bush do whatever he wants and he never hears any opposition, guess what he's going to think? Huh, they must not have a problem. I think even if we are not sure we're going to win this fight, and we've entered lots of fights in the past where we weren't sure that we were going to be able to prevail, we were convinced that at a minimum you communicate to the other side that if you're going to do something like this, it's going to hurt you. Even if you get what you want in the end, have you really considered how high the price is going to be?
Well, when Bill Clinton got the assault weapons ban passed, People panicked. It's all the Limbaughs of the world talked about. People were going into gun shows with giant pallets, grabbing everything they could. People at gun shops were freaking out, talking about revolution. And Bush says he's for it, wants to repass it, and they go, well, I guess we better just turn our guns in. Yeah. I'm pretty concerned. I mean, that is sick.
Well, it cost the Democrats control of the Congress so far.
Well, we're going to find out what these so-called conservatives want. Do they want to just stick a W sticker on their car and feel conservative? Do they love Bush more than they love the Second Amendment?
Well, this is going to be one of those moments of truth because there's a lot more than, as you've indicated already, there's a lot more than just the gun issue at stake. I would say, I don't know where he is on taxes, but I would imagine with the company he's kept, he's probably pretty bad on that too. There you have described with abortion, taxes, and guns pretty much the core of the Republican base. And here's a guy being put in a very conspicuous position in a time when we're involved in a war on terror and the Justice Department is grabbing more and more power in the name of fighting that fight. And the whole conservative movement, the Republican base, is just going to sit there and watch it. That's a little disappointing, shall we say.
Well, that's because they don't know. A lot of most cities don't get this radio show. They're listening to the Wieners and the Limbaughs and the rest of them who are not telling them.
Well, they certainly, hopefully, some of them are getting our email. And as you probably know, we've put out an email alert to our members saying, hey, you know, we got to communicate to Bush. He can't get the idea that he can do whatever he wants, however bad it is, and get away with it with no cost.
And he's using the classic Barber Boxer line, I worry about my brother's safety and the types of weapons he will confront on the street. Hence, in my heart, I support gun control. In my heart?
Yeah, and what he's saying is that he doesn't worry about the safety of those of us who will never see his brother and probably never see a cop when a bad guy threatens us because...
Well, Mr. Gonzalez isn't stupid. He knows the most dangerous cities in the country, New York, D.C., Chicago, have gun bans. He knows that's where the cops get killed.
Well,
he doesn't care about his brother. He cares about power and control because he likes torture and he can't wait to get our guns so he can have fun with us.
Well, the fact that he is part of this movement that seems to want to have the restoration of Aztec heart cutters restored to the greater Southwest, that's a power program if there ever was one. Those guys are Marxists to the core. In La Raza and Mecha and those kind of groups. Those are bad actors.
Well, what's wrong with having a group called The Race, Larry? Let's go start one ourselves. They won't have, and when they say, you got a thing called The White Race, we'll go, well, La Raza means The Race.
Listen, you know what happens. There was a group out in, I think it was California, and they had the same impulse that you're talking about. A bunch of, I think they might have been college Republicans, and they had a bake sale for a white scholarship. It was during the time of the hoorah over affirmative action. And they said, well, okay, good, you do your thing and we're going to do our thing. And they liked it, got kicked off the campus.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's a double standard. And it's very, very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Well, and it's scary because, I mean, obviously you wrote Analysis of Patriot Act 2, which now we learn Gonzalez wrote most of it. And that affects the Second Amendment. I mean, this is scary.
Yeah, it's a fascination with government power, assuming that even if you give it an innocent construction, it's the assumption that somehow with more power we're going to be more safe. And historically, that's just a stupid position to take. There is no way to defend that whatsoever. It doesn't work, and people have known that for a long time. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that warned that if we thought we were going to get security by trading in our freedom, we would deserve neither and probably get neither. So this is not a news flash that you and I are communicating, but apparently here in Washington, it's a totally unheard of idea.
Well, they don't care if it's not meant to work and really stop terror. It's meant to give them more power.
More power.
And it'll certainly work in that respect.
In that respect, it'll be very successful.
When we come back, I want to take some calls, but I also want to get into this assault weapons ban, which they're trying to bring back to the floor. And the fight, and we're just going to wake up one day and hear it's passed again, and I'll be called a liberal for being against it. I understand. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
We're talking to Larry Pratt, chairman, head, big dog at Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org is the website. You can go sign up with their free email alerts that I recommend you get, because you're never going to hear about it from the national talk show host. You're never going to hear about it from the NRA. You're just not going to hear about it. And Larry, I've actually gotten emails from people going, you know, how dare you criticize Gonzalez? I'm a Republican, and he's great. And you're a liberal. And so because I'm against losing the Second Amendment, I'm now a communist, basically.
Well, it doesn't seem to me that the folks that are criticizing you are familiar with Gonzalez's record, the things that are on the record, these are not allegations. These are his own statements. You've correctly quoted him on the gun issue, and I'm aware that he's had rulings that were pro-abortion while he was on the Texas court. And he does have his fingerprints all over the Patriot Act.
Why do some conservatives want to be in denial?
You know, if it were before the election and they were concerned, and I know, I've talked to people like that who were concerned about, well, if we rock the boat, then Bush might lose and Kerry would win, and that would be just beyond what we can think about. That's one thing, but the election's passed. That's not going to happen. Making Mr. Bush accountable is what we ought to be all about right now.
Well, I heartily agree with you. And again, do you love that W sticker on your car, feeling like you're conservative, or do you love this country? I mean, Gonzalez, I've got copies of his memo. They won't release the whole thing, but the memo that came into court, where he says, we can torture people until organ failure, and if they die and we didn't intend them to die, it's still not torture. So he's saying we can torture people to death, and it's not torture, Larry.
Well, that's a pretty interesting position, and I think that should be a matter of concern. It shouldn't be just liberals that are concerned about that. I don't know that we've really had any discussion of that during the hearings, at least I'm not aware of it. And perhaps more to the point for all of us, maybe not all of us are going to be tortured, but we're all going to have our privacy invaded in one way or another by the Patriot Act, and that ought to be a concern.
Yeah, this just shows his mindset, and he's one of the, with Via Den and others, one of the architects of it, along with Chertoff. It just gets worse and worse. Legislatively, they're trying to sneak it back through. What's going on with that, Larry?
Well, they've got most of what they want, and it seems as if they don't need to bother with legislation if they don't get it, because the whole idea of the enemy combatant was never in law when it was snapped on guys, and they were just held without charges because they were classified as an enemy combatant.
But talking about the assault weapons ban and other gun control.
Well, happily, there, I think we've still got the horses to hold them off. We've got a House of Representatives that is very staunch, and I just don't think they're going to be able to buffalo it through there. The biggest problem still could be the Senate. The Senate is a somewhat better body, and I don't think with the presence of Dr. Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, they're going to be able to pull off as many things. I'm thinking particularly of that train wreck that was allowed to occur back in March last year when the bill that was on the floor that was designed to stop these lawsuits being brought against the gun industry because a criminal does something with a gun, not because the gun malfunctions.
Well, that's another thing, is that Gonzalez is going to control all the federal prosecutors, and they've got the these different zero tolerance programs where somebody has a gun loaded in their car in the wrong state. So the feds come in and prosecute the state law against a nonviolent person with no criminal record who ends up going to the pen, doctors, lawyers, school teachers. I mean, this is happening, and Gonzalez is saying he's all for it.
Well, the BATF is certainly not under control, and they're now technically under Gonzalez because they're in the Justice Department, and which is what he will be heading. And we just saw yesterday, I got a news item that a fellow by the name of Peterson was finally acquitted with a federal jury. The BATF had very overtly tried to set him up and make him into a criminal I hate to even use the word entrapment, because the man really didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He was keeping the law. It was the government that ran in people to buy things that weren't legal buyers, but they
lied.
Well,
I know retired cops in Florida. I've seen the articles. Two cops own a gun shop. They send in agents with fake IDs. They scan them. They go through, and the cops go to jail. How is? And I use the example of the cops, because it even happens to
It happens to anybody that's not BATF.
How do they do that, though? How do they go in and get a gun illegally when the system failed, and then you go to jail?
That is a really good question, and it shows the system is out of control.
And it's Gonzalez designed to encourage us not to have gun shops.
And Gonzalez is certainly not likely to help restore that.
We'll come back and take calls for Larry Fred.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PODS from BioOx International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a moment. You know, Larry, one time I went to a party, and there were a couple BATF guys there. And when I first saw them, it was a big, you know, party, upscale party. It was three of them. And when I first saw them there, I'm like, are those guys like criminals? Two of them had shaved heads, you know, with the weird mustaches. They were acting weird, aggressively. They were just there. They were drunk. And you know, I mean, normally you go someplace or some event and you see cops who are there off duty. They seem like nice guys, usually kind of reserved and friendly. Or, you know, you see firemen, they're nice. Or I've been at parties before where FBI agents are. I went to school with an FBI agent's son in high school. I went to their house dinner many times. He seemed pretty nice. But BATF, the one time I was around him, one of these guys, let's just say is a high-level agent here locally, really just, you know, the type of person on an alley at night you'd move away from. I'm not trying to be mean here. This is just my observation of them.
Well, they the bad apples tend to rise to the top, and that's been a severe problem for years and years and years within the BATF, even well before it came to the Justice Department. So it brings a culture of corruption at the top, and it's hard for a guy down the line, regardless of whether he and I would agree that it's constitutional to have his job at the federal level at all, But nevertheless, there are guys that go into it. They have a, you know, they want to be a cop. They want to do a good job. And well, they find out that unless they're willing to cut corners, they're not getting to the top in the BATF. And a lot of them, I've talked to them when they are trapped like this, they think, well, maybe I'll transfer to some other agency. Well, they're not going to get a good recommendation. They are literally trapped. And some of the most unhappy people in the world are those that have had a decent instinct who ended up working at the BATF. Not a good place for decent people.
Well, just to finish up with this, you know, talking about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, very astute comment you just made, because I happen to have researched them. They were the classic what people in the South and other areas called the regulators. And that's why they're so corrupt. They go back to the age of the literal private hired thugs by the federal government to go break the stills, shake the people down. They became armed criminal gangs that would rob families, go into farmhouses, just take money, nothing illegal found. And then really, it's been the first real criminal federal agency. And then down through its whole history, you know, it was the first the whiskey regulators, the whiskey tax men. And so you've had kind of this criminal element, this mafia element from the start, recruiting, and the tone got set for that agency in the beginning.
And it is one of many examples that when you have law enforcement at the federal level, where it does not belong under our Constitution, you have something that's almost impossible to control, and accountability becomes something that maybe is a word that some of them can spell if they happen to be good students, but they don't know what it means, and they certainly don't think it applies to them, only to other people. Law enforcement is a function that is delegated from average citizens. It's a job that we have decided we didn't want to do because it might have required too much time ourselves, and we delegated those powers, but we didn't give them up when we delegated them. And when we've given them to a federal agency, we in effect give up our powers, we transfer them. Not that there's anything in writing that says that, but as a matter of practice,
all right,
we don't get them back.
You're absolutely right. We've only got Larry Pratt for about eight more minutes here. Let's go to some calls. Robert in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Thanks very much for taking my call. A couple, 3 points. One for Mr. Pratt and then you, Alexander. First off, Mr. Pratt, a few years ago I used to think that gun control is a good thing, that if you controlled all of our guns, crime would go down. But then I became a fan of Alex Jones' show, and through a little research I've done on my own, I realized that that's a stupid opinion. Clearly, when you start taking citizens' guns, people start dying. That's been proven historically, and it'll happen here if it's allowed to get to that point.
Yes, sir.
With that as a backdrop, you're probably aware that in San Francisco, the city leaders want to put on...
Robert.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The city leaders in San Francisco want to put on a ballot... A plan that, if passed, would outlaw handguns in San Francisco. What do you know about that? What's the status of that? And
well, let's just throw this out here. We've got the so-called Republicans in New York passing a law and in court cases so they can sue gun manufacturers, and just one or two of these winning will shut us down, folks. It's over. And, I mean, it's just like there's no diving boards and swimming pools anymore. We're not going to have guns. We're going to lose. It's going to be over, thanks to these people. And then in San Francisco, Larry, they're coming after the guns as well. Arnold Schwarzenegger's banning rifles left and right. Tell us about it.
Well, the good news, at least in San Francisco, and there's certainly not much in San Francisco, they can pass all the referenda they want, the initiatives they want. They can have their city council pass all the laws they want on the Second Amendment issue, on the gun issue. They're going to have to change the state law first. That law's already been tried in court, and it's been upheld, even by the nutcases in the California State Court.
What do you think of Arnold banning 50 cals and wanting to ban more now? And I see all these conservative groups endorsing him for president now, Larry.
Well, we put out a news release indicating that Mr. Schwarzenegger apparently is a girly boy when it comes to guns.
Well, he likes to show these violent images of what a tough guy he is when in reality, he throws fits if he doesn't get his pedicure every day, and that's mainstream news. You talk about a girly boy, he gets bikini waxing. He's a piece of trash. Some foreigner wants my guns. He says, this guy's been on record for gun bans, Larry.
He's very much a gun banner, gun controller, And he's a smart enough guy. I think he's got to know that his own country was ruled by gun controllers. Austria, after all, fell under the Nazis.
Yeah, his daddy helped confiscate guns.
And
piece of trash.
You'd think that there might have been a lesson there if the man was really interested in freedom. But I don't think he got the lesson. I don't think he got the point. And we would be doing our, you know, with 280 million Americans, we don't have enough to choose from to be president. We got to make Arnold Schwarzenegger president.
Well,
I don't think so.
Thanks for the call, Robert. They're pushing big time, Larry, as you know.
There's a major push on this. We think it's one of the worst ideas that's come down the pike. And certainly on the gun issue, the guy is all bad news. And why pro-lifers would want him, why pro-family people would want him.
He's for open borders. I mean,
open borders. The first thing he did to solve the government's financial crisis in California was to further indebt the state by some $16 billion.
Oh, but he's wonderful. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air with Larry Pratt. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. The reason why you have conservatives, so-called conservatives, that'll call you a liberal, being against gun control or Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever the case is because you have people who are politically unsophisticated, uninformed, and ignorant, who want to feel that they're part of a power structure, that they're along for the ride and sharing in the power, too, and they're too ignorant to know that there are just so many numbers, so many ciphers that are just being utilized, used completely in this purpose. They're not sophisticated enough to even know that they're actually engaging in conduct which is detrimental to their own social interests.
You know, actually, I think that's a very good point. There are people who would rather not know about these issues that we're talking about, where the Republicans have made their serious mistakes, because, at least in their own mind, they're part of the power structure, the power elite. And obviously, if you're going to start arguing with people, you might get ostracized and no longer be welcome inside the circles of power.
And that kind of conduct is usually exhibited by ignorant people.
I tried to get involved in the Republican Party 10 years ago, and you go to the meetings, and I found the Democrats had just taken it over here in Austin. I mean, really, the chairman and people were real live Democrats, and if you brought up real issues, they'd turn their back, they'd laugh at you, they'd walk away. And then all the little camp followers would do the same thing.
Alex, you once said in a broadcast, and this is a very, very good example, and I've never forgotten it all these years later. It's like being in a car with Ted Bundy, you know, and you think, yeah, me and him are, you know, out to do something. And in fact, you know, Ted is not out to do nothing with you but take you down with the rest. That's exactly what it is. It's the sign of lesser people who are inferior. Maybe their lives are insignificant. They suffer in desperate silence, who knows, flipping burgers, whatever it is. It's just the truth of the matter. It's the psychology of the situation. As to the Attorney General designate, who has now been nominated Attorney General, listen, guys, we like to be diplomatic as gentlemen, but there comes a point in which, well, I guess one should not withhold or spare any verbal blows about what this man is. A man who openly pontificates about the things that he has pontificated on, torture, dismembering bodies and finding that acceptable, seeing the presidency as an imperial presidency, belonging to a race supremacist group. This isn't just a guy who's a little off base. This is a guy who at worst is demonic or who at best is demented. This guy is wholly unacceptable as a person, let alone as an attorney general.
I got to let you go and let Larry Pratt have final comments here in the next 60 seconds. Larry?
Well, we do want to make some trouble for the president. I think he needs to hear from us that we're not all just peachy happy with everything that he's done. And if folks would like to go to gunowners.org, that's the website for Gun Owners of America, go to gunowners.org. You can find the email there to send off to the White House and register your protest. Don't let the silence be complete.
And also call your congressmen and women and go,
yes,
you know, what is your malfunction? Gunowners.org, and give folks that phone number.
If they can't get us on the web, call toll-free, 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS.
Larry, thanks for working so hard for the Second Amendment as a fellow liberal. And And, something's wrong with us. We're against torturing people. But I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you coming on such short notice, and God bless.
Well, let's keep our guns. Thanks so much for what you're doing, Alex.
Take care, my friend. There goes Larry Pratt, folks. I'm just disgusted by all of it. I mean, he's Alberto Gonzalez. The president's above the law. We can torture people unto death, and it's not torture. We can, I'm a member of a group that says kill all white people. I mean, literally. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And Arnold, you heard him. Larry Pratt about Arnold, and he's for banning guns, period. And, Newsmax is out endorsing him, and Limbaugh's out endorsing him, and Sean Hannity's out endorsing him. I mean, why do we support any of these groups? The liberals are winning, folks, because they became conservatives and fooled you. It's sick. It's so sick. We're going to lose this country because of you, the so-called conservatives that are listening, who don't get it. Let's talk to Ron in New Mexico. Ron, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering, your caller the other day mentioned the Atlantic Monthly. Did you happen to pick up a copy of that? Because I did, and it's amazing.
No, I didn't. The caller talked about how we're going to have martial law, and the terrorists will attack us and give up all our freedoms. That's what she said. Well, I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's
But I guessed what was in the article before she even read it. I mean, it's not hard. They're constantly putting out their fear-mongering reports.
Yeah, I highly suggest you pick it up and maybe include it in a future broadcast or a documentary.
Well, mail me a copy.
I have it right here. I bought two, so one's going out in the mail, waiting for the mail guy, actually.
The only place in town that has all the publications is also a porno place. One half of it's all the newspapers, and the other half's porno, and I don't like going in there. Occasionally I have to get a magazine or newspaper that's not, it's called News. Then every time I go in there, someone's like, what are you doing? I'm here getting, this magazine I'm in. But if you want me to get that, because I've called around, the only place they have it is there, then you're welcome to mail it to me.
Okay, great.
All right.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting little store. It's got almost every magazine and newspaper you can imagine, and like two-thirds of the store, and then the other part is the porno stuff. And, I'm a public figure. I don't particularly like prancing around in there. And I have gone in there before to get magazines and newspapers you can't get anywhere else. Hey, you're in the, in the Washington Post. Well, they don't have the Washington Post anywhere in town. Sometimes it's at Barnes & Noble, or you're in this magazine, you're in this newspaper, or you're in the New American, or you're in the, it's the only place they got it in town. It's weird. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? Who's up next? Gail in Texas, go ahead, welcome.
Hola, Alex. How are you? I'm calling to congratulate you on speaking up against Gonzalez.
I'm an evil liberal.
Well, then so am I guess. An evil Hispanic liberal. And I wanted to tell you that there are lots of Hispanics that do not support Gonzalez. One group is the League of United Latin Americans. Oh, I'm sorry, not them. The Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I know there's a lot of groups that are against him.
Right, and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus wrote a letter yesterday to Bill Frist stating that it would not endorse Gonzalez.
You've got Hispanic groups not endorsing him.
Oh, that's correct, absolutely.
Yeah. I was aware that some weren't. I mean, look, I found Hispanics, frankly, of any group per capita, the biggest listeners of this show, are the most conservative people per capita that I've found. And, they don't like Gonzalez. It isn't even about him being Hispanic.
They try
to make that the issue.
Right, and
he's a demonic Cenobite.
Right, and Orrin Hatch came out and warned all the Democrats that every Hispanic family in America was watching how Gonzalez was going to be treated by the committee. And, yeah, we are watching. We are watching how he's being used by the Republicans. We are watching how he's being pushed through. Just based on the fact that he is Hispanic and how he's this totally unwholesome.
Well, I don't think it's just that he's Hispanic. He's evil.
He is.
Like Chertoff and Bush and Rice and Rumsfeld, this collection of psychopaths.
He is. He's a horrible person. And for somebody to actually contemplate the torture of another human being is just the worst, most admirable.
But then he says we define reality. Well, I said this too. We can torture someone to organ failure and death, and if we didn't mean for him to die, it's not torture.
Well, so I'm sorry, but I disagree, and a lot of people out there.
Well, what's
disagree.
Wrong with talking about cutting somebody's wife's fingers off in front of them?
No.
I mean, what's wrong with the caller mentioned Ted Bundy earlier? Maybe Ted Bundy should be our attorney general.
And the amazing thing, Alex, is
I'm against white people. I talk bad about Ted Bundy. Oh, no, finish up what you were saying. Sorry.
And the amazing thing, Alex, is that half the country thinks that these people are religious and they're good people. And I just don't get that. That's just totally just goes above my head. I just can't get it. I don't get it. You know.
It's amazing, and the Democratic Party's taken over, the Republican Party's taken over, and if we as Americans don't get past what color we are and, you know, where we're from and start getting back to defending liberty, it's over. And you'll have a pack of criminals, regardless of what color they are, ruling us. Great points, Gail. I appreciate your call, my dear. Good to hear from you. All right, we'll come back and talk to Tony and others, 1-800-259-9231. A ton of news, wide open phones for the rest of the broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. I'll talk about 10-year-olds being charged as terrorists.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones in the next hour. As I said, I'm going to get into all these claims of global warming and what's really behind that. I want to get into Bush asked patience from U.S. on Iraq war. And I want to get into, 10-year-olds being arrested as terrorists for drawing stick figures with daggers. So all part of the new freedom, being arrested for anti-Bush or being threatened with arrest for anti-Bush stickers. China's economy grows at 9.5%. Our economy grows at 3%. And you count inflation in, that's no growth at all. So that's all coming up as well. Before we go back to your calls to Jack and Tommy and everybody else who's patiently holding, listen, it's simple. You want to wake people up, videos, do it. You can talk to people, give them news articles, give them documents. When they see Andy Rooney saying everybody needs a chip, when they see FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists, when they see the police finding a Patriot Games film with Harrison Ford, one of my videos, and a Constitution, and saying this may be illegal at a roadside checkpoint from their own squad car. That's about 8-9 minutes of what's in the 2.5-hour, 3-hour film. 2.5-hour VHS, 3-hour DVD. That's just one of my films, just a few minutes of that film. I cannot describe what's in them. I cannot cover it all. One must see The Matrix to understand it. One cannot be told about The Matrix. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We got insane deals as low as $5.95 per film right now. You need to take advantage of this and make copies of them and get them out to people, and it makes this broadcast possible. Allows me to pay my small staff and maybe hire more people, do a better job. I'm still at the level of carrying out the trash myself and putting light bulbs in. And I could do better, more important things. We need your support. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Order the films. You can call, ask questions about the films. No obligation to buy. The operator group I've had for 6-7 years. I wish they were pushy. They're not. In fact, you'll have to really beg them to take the order. I'm joking. My point is, they're great folks. They'll answer your questions. No pressure to buy anything. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all the films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, dozens of other films, weekly TV reports, special reports, audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, 90 cents a day, or 50 cents a day with a yearly subscription. And we need your support, plus it's a great deal, PrisonPlanet.tv. Good old Jack Blood, syndicated talk show host. And I want to hold you a little bit over into the next hour if we can, Jack, and take some calls. But you're calling in, and I'm glad you called. One of the things in my stack is the commemorative Glock New World Order pistols, handguns. Hundreds of them handed out to our gracious leaders after the end of Desert Dust 1, Jack.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You're doing a great job. And since you were talking with Larry Pratt, I thought this might be apropos. But, yeah, there were 1,000 of these Glock 17s made. They had a special engraving on it. I guess recipients are George W. Bush, Schwarzkopf, James Baker III, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Brent Scowcroft, and a list of CENTCOM guys. But on one side of the gun, this is a commemorative, says New World Order Commemorative. So this is a New World Order Commemorative.
Well, we've got a picture of the gun at PrisonPlanet.com right now.
Yeah, we've got it listed at JackBlood.com as well. But, I mean, here we're always hearing there's no New World Order. You know, we're just making this up. And here, this is what they put on this gun. I mean, it's right in our face, and I thought it was rather offensive.
Well, a New World Order means total loss of liberty, world government, world taxation, Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, you could just see George Bush and others handling this gun, just kind of drooling, and they just love this kind of stuff, but they've got to put their name on it, and the name is New World Order. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack, stay there. We'll go into the next hour. You know, I would add to this, imagine Gonzalez, once he gets our guns, can then scrap us down and, you know, torture us. And that's why he wants your guns, and I'm serious when I say that. They want your guns so they can torture and kill you. We'll be right back.
Our tip.